Friends, welcome to another episode of Miracle Soup. I am your host, Christoph Heinen. Today, I've been walking my dog, you know how I do, and I've sort of been playing this game where I notice the things that show up on the path, and I play this game of interpreting them. So, if any of you follow the Substack, you'll remember. Maybe if you were there long enough, that I posted a post called Postcards from the Forest. I think it was number 2. And in it, I had come across a screwdriver. I was just walking my dog, and then a screwdriver just appeared in my path. And then a couple days later, I was walking the same route, and another screwdriver appeared in my path. And so I thought, it seems to me like the universe is telling me something. So I kind of just tuned in a little bit. I'm like, well, screwdriver, why is a screwdriver showing up in my path? And it had to do with the fact that a screwdriver is a tool. And it started pointing me into this sort of contemplation of the tools that I have and the tools that I use to create what I want in life and also to overcome obstacles, that kind of thing. I was like, okay, universe is telling me just to be aware of the tools and how I use them, right? Also using them appropriately. Like we have a tool, like any kind of tool can be used. A hammer can be used to destroy someone's face or build a beautiful temple for God. So this whole idea of tools was kind of up in that little time span. And then today, as I was walking, what popped out was a lizard tail. And I bent and I looked at it. I was like, I kept walking and I turned around and I looked at this lizard tail. I picked it up in my hand. It was about maybe 4 inches long. This nice clean cut lizard tail. And I almost took a picture of it, but before I had the thought to take a picture of it, I kind of let it go in the brush and didn't find it again. But lizard tail is a potent image. Right? And why? Because it has to do with letting go. It has to do with some part of you that is ready to be released. And it's not always easy. I mean, I cannot imagine for the life of me that for a lizard to lose its tail, I don't imagine that feels very good. And also, it's a little bit of a hassle. I imagine it takes, at minimum a few weeks to a few months to grow back your tail. If you are a lizard, I don't know how it works, but things in nature tend to take a little bit of time. They don't just pop back in place, right? So seeing that lizard tail reminded me of things I'm letting go of, and just kind of just brought me into this sort of train of thought. What am I letting go of? What part of myself am I letting go of? And immediately I thought of things that I've been letting go of since April 8th, since the eclipse. Which is really when I started this whole fasting adventure. And I've had so many 36 and 24 hour fasts now, like 4 or 5 of them, 5 or 6 even, I don't remember, whatever it is every week since the 8th. And then also this consistent intermittent fasting of 16 to 18 hours. So it's been just a lot of letting go of parts of me, which were not serving me any longer. And then I think the tail also is significant because tonight I'll be starting my first 72-hour, 3-day fast. Just feeling the call, just feeling kind of honing in, getting aligned. And that's going to require some letting go, isn't it? Just in order for something to change, in order for me to accomplish some new experience, some new manifestation, I have to let go of something else that's in the way of that, or that's taking that place. So letting go is a huge part of the manifestation process. And I just thought that was a potent image that was put literally in my path this morning that I wanted to share with the good folks at Miracle Soup. Thank you everyone for tuning in. My microphone literally just pooped out, and I had a whole I went on for another 5 minutes there without realizing I was talking to, you know, nobody in particular, but my dog and the birds. Anyway, today's episode is going to be short. I do want to thank everyone who has subscribed over at Substack. We're pushing, getting close, I think, I don't really check that often, but close to 200. I think we're at least at 200. So that is super exciting. And thank you, everyone, for subscribing. It really means a lot to me. And very interesting. Kind of like a little backstory about what happened was there is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Substack called The Bored Millennial by Mary Van Doon. I mentioned her in the last newsletter, but what happened was basically we kind of got started around the same time. And early on, I made a comment, you know, on one of her articles. I just, you know, told her like, she's doing a really good job, like keep up the good work. And I said something to relate with, you know, with the theme of the post and everything. And then she checked out my Substack and, you know, she really liked it and she subscribed. And then she wrote or read a few more of my posts and it resonated with her. So she ended up recommending Miracle Soup. So on Substack, there's this like little recommend button. If you find a publication that you really enjoy, you recommend it, right? So she recommended it. And so everyone who goes to see her Substack will see like Miracle Soup on there, recommended by Maria Van Doon. So that's like a very kind gesture, you know, to reciprocate if you're like, just kind of like basic etiquette, you know, with like online writing and that kind of thing and social media, is if you see something that touches you, that really resonates with you, and you, it's like you don't always have to give the person, it's not always money, right? Like if you don't have the budget to subscribe to a Substack or to a publication or to donate or buy the product or whatever, you know, like it's really a noble gesture just to like it, comment it, share it, recommend it, do whatever you can to support that person. It doesn't have to be monetary and you don't have to feel guilty if you're not like giving everyone money all the time. That's insane. You know, we all have budgets and what we can afford and that kind of thing. So she recommended mine, which was really sweet. And then since then, her Substack has blown up. Like I think she's well over 1,000 now. She's just blown up. And so I've gotten so many subscribers from her. So it's just a little story to show just like, you know, like just little gestures of kindness really have a big impact. And I think that goes to be said offline as well, where you just mention to someone like, I like your earrings, or you have a beautiful smile, or I hope you have a great day, or just smile yourself for no reason at somebody. And just these little things really make huge ripples in the universe. And it's my opinion that that's really what's going to, you know, it's these little things like build up over time that are going to, that kind of tip the scales in the favor of living a, like a survivable future, really a sustainable future, and creating a world for our children that is like worth living in. So that's my little rah-rah this morning. What else was I going to say? I'm keeping it short today. I had a whole idea about Jesus, Yeshua, the mystical teachings of Christ, and the Essenes, because I really enjoyed my post last week on Be As It May, which I guess I'll just mention that briefly too. So we've got three themes going today with the Miracle Soup podcast. Number 77, amazing. First, letting it go with lizard tail medicine, letting go. Okay. Two, little gestures make a big impact and boomerang back to benefit you. And number three is this, we don't know what's good or bad. So this last podcast from last week, for example, number 76, Be As It May, story of Upasani Maharaj. I did that whole thing and I thought after I recorded, I thought, man, what was I thinking? This is cray cray. What am I coming up with here? Talking about this random dude. Like my audience has no idea. This is just throwing them something random. Who knows, you know, what they're going to get out of. They're probably going to think I'm crazy and unsubscribe, right? But the actual fact of the matter is that episode was the first one I ever got comments on. I've never gotten comments from a podcast. I've gotten comments from people who will directly, you know, friends who directly, you know, text me or leave a voice message afterwards. And that's really sweet and awesome and really appreciated. But I've never gotten actual like comments left on a platform before. So that's the first one that did. And it's funny because I came so close to just ditching last week. And the first comment I got was saying, you know, from someone who rarely listens to podcasts, but she's so glad she did. She got a lot out of it. It was like right on the synchronistic, you know, like wavelength with what was going on with her. And oh man, it's just part of the whole big chunk of the creative adventure journey, which is we don't know what's good or bad. It's not up to us. I've said it probably like 20 times on this podcast, but I play guitar for my church, and it's so amazing because I'll play, like, we have like these like really long ceremonies that we do, and I'll play, and I like sometimes some nights I'll just be thinking like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. How could I play so poorly? How could anyone listen? I shouldn't even be playing. I don't even have the right to touch a guitar. Oh my God. And I think it's just so bad and so just constantly filled with mistakes. But then every single time I've thought that, my bro Zen, other participants in the ceremony will come to me afterwards and say, bro, dude, oh my God, dude, your guitar playing was so sick. Oh my God. Dude, shut up. It was so good. It was so good. I'm like, no, I was so embarrassed. No, helped so much, made everything. The whole ceremony was so beautiful with that guitar playing. I make it sound like I go to a church full of like surfer dudes. We are in California, but I'm just making it, you know, I'm just making it a little bit embellished, if you will. So anyway, that's just like, man, how many things have I just not let myself share over my whole lifetime that could have been put out there and I could have received feedback. I could have gotten over it. The world could have benefited from more things that I had to share, but instead I was like too scared, right? Based on what other people would think or if it was good or bad. It's like this idea, like if we put out something that's not good, like that we're terrible and people will hate us and we're doing some kind of horrible offense to somebody. But that's just not the case, is it? I mean, when your kid draws something for you, it just doesn't matter what it looks like even. You get the energy that they put their love into it. And that's all that's important. And why would that be any different right now? You know, because when it comes down to it, you're your first. You are your first audience. You are enjoying it first. And how about giving yourself that same love that you would give to your son or daughter when they're like 4 or 6 years old? My daughter's 6. So whenever she draws me anything, I'm just like literally moved to tears. I'm just so honored, so moved. Like, oh my God, you draw a picture of me and sister and the trees and wow. And there's Oshla, our dog. Wow, man. Precious, sacred, like holy scrolls right there. Holy. I mean, that stuff belongs in the Museum of Modern Art in my heart. So that's an important one, right? I'm just going to say it one more time. Like, we don't know. Our ego is so misled. What's going on most of the time in our mind is not who we are. It's not informed. It's not based in love or truth. It's like static. Most of what's going on in our minds is just crap, garbage, static, you know, just being received on the collective. And it's really imperative to like sift through that static so that our lives are not run by that static, by that sort of like false information, but instead that we operate and give authority to the truth, which is love, which is creative expression, which is making the world a better place, which is following guidance from our heart, from our soul. Whatever you want to call it, it's like that's an example right there. As soon as we start trying to describe that mystery source, the language that is designed within the static mind of nonsense stops making sense because it's not really equipped for that. It's equipped for sort of like this banal experiential reality, but if you catch my drift, so it's kind of hard to talk about, but I know that you know what I'm talking about. I know that you know. We all know. We all know that there are voices of fear, anxiety, conflict, busyness, turmoil, all kind of coming from this weed root of fear. And that if we live our lives just nestled underneath the canopy of that plant, that tree of fear, we're just get sick, dude. It's just a miserable way to live. It's miserable, depressing. And then there's also this sun, right? This like guiding star, which when we start to grow in that direction, we thrive. We thrive. Okay. Yo, 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 thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to let it go a little bit early today. Got some work going on. Got this 3-day fast coming up starting tonight. My first 72-hour I'm stoked on. Please, if you haven't already, I know I'm coming, boy. I'm coming. If you haven't already, please, would you consider hitting that like button, subscribe to the podcast, and make sure to go over to Substack and check out Miracle Soup there. Subscribe if you will. Leave comments, anything you wanted to say. Very appreciated. I love hearing what people say about this kind of stuff and how it relates with you in your journey. That's the cool thing. Like finding these synchronicities. Like for some reason, Spirit has me saying these words this morning, which if you listened to them, then certain things have had to line up in your life, which makes this meeting possible. That's all very fascinating. It's all just amazing material for growth and stories and ideas. So it's cool that we have this opportunity with this technology to create incubation chambers for ideas, creative expressions, new collaborations, all this kind of thing. So please leave a comment, subscribe, say hi, say like. If you really like this show, feel free to share it with your friends. I mean, I don't know if I'm that cool that you want to share me with your friends, but maybe I am to some of you, so that'd be pretty sweet. Oh, the sun is glorious this morning. Spring is here. The birds are singing. Leaves are unfurling and just shimmering and soaking up the cosmic radiation of love and light, nourishment. Thank you all. Have a glorious day. Talk to you soon. Peace. Om Namah Shivaya.